Hi, this is again Volleyball Explained the podcast. Today I'm here with Piotr from Volley Time, and we're going to talk about probably the best, not probably, but for sure the best teams in Europe that season, and probably about the best league in Europe that season. This is the Polish League and Zaxa and Jastrzębski. Hi, Piotr, how are you?
Thank you very much. Hi, what's up, volleyball fans? I'm pretty good. Yeah, so I'm gonna be a father within next month, so I'm a bit nervous right now. But I still got time to watch some games, and that's really really
congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Thank you, sir.
Firstly, let's have the background. If someone is not acquainted with that, Zaxa and Jastrzębski will play in the final. Firstly, Zaxa will do it for a third time in a row. They are champions, they are reigning champions in the last two editions of the Champions League. This is the third one. Jastrzębski, this is their first appearance in the final of the Champions League. I believe they have only one or two, but I believe one. Appearance in a semi-final in a top four, and of course this is the first in history all Polish final. Let's give your overall comment in first place, and then we can go to details.
Sure, of course. Yeah, this is a huge boost for Polish volleyball, and it shows that we are still on the top. And yeah, this final shows that we got two best teams in Europe, and we can be proud as a Polish volleyball society. As you mentioned, Zaxa has played already two times in the final. This is their third time in a row, which is absolutely stunning, because I do remember that Zenit Kazan has achieved something like that, but I'm not quite. Yes, and Trento in the 90s, I think. But and so actually they write a history right now, and I'm really proud that this is a part of a Polish volleyball history.
Yeah, and it's interesting also that Zaxa didn't start the season pretty well. One of the reasons for that is that didn't have the squad they have now. They started with the Bulgarian Denis Karagin. Actually, I was very surprised to know back then that Denis will play for Zaxa, because he played time to time in Monza last season and in another position. He didn't play as an outside hitter, and Zaxa took him as a substitute of Kamil Semenyuk. We'll talk about Semenyuk a bit later. But I was very skeptical, because I know his qualities, and he is not ready to play on that level for sure. He needs to play in some lower level teams. Like, for example, he's now playing in France, which is a much, much better option for him, I think. And then they took Bartosz Bednar, which is just another story, because they played, for example, in the quarters, they beat Trento, but they were defeated by Trento two times in the pool. So how do you think the team changed after New Year's Eve, actually?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to speak with Bartosz after he came to Zaxa, and he was very happy to join to this team, because as we know, Zaxa in the last few years they won actually everything, and he told me that he came to this team to win even more, because for the rest of the players this is something they achieved already some successes, right? And for Bartosz it was something new, and he has he proved that he is one of the best outside hitter if he is healthy, because we know that in the past he had a few injuries and they have eliminated him from the international level for some time. But we know now that he's the man. He's the money time game changer, and he has shown that especially in the second game in Perugia, in the first two sets, I think he has 11 from 13 attacks. So it was like 85%. So on that level, you don't see really often this kind of numbers, right? So it was a huge game for him, and of course it's a very adding value for the team. About Karjagin, I was very skeptical when he was announced as a new player of Zaxa, because we know value of Kamil Semenyuk. So this is the guy who can be replaced just by a few players in the world, because he was the MVP of the last Champions League final. We know exactly how high quality he has, and I was really, really surprised, because I think that Zaxa has a bit overslept the transfer window. Maybe this is the reason why Karjagin came to Zaxa. But after all, he wasn't good enough, as because he plays in French league right now, what I know. And as you said, he has potential to be very good player, but at this level of his career, I think it was it was too high a level for him. Yeah. So I would say that it was very good change. The results shows that it was very, very valuable change for Zaxa, and they play on the really high level right now. So, and I would say that they will be favorite in the final game, but of course the final always has its own rules, so we're gonna see.
Yeah, and the big difference is just one match, not two, which is important. For me, the biggest achievement of Zaxa in the last 2-3 years is that they changed their setter. The first year they won the Champions League, they won it with Tunjuti and Zatorski as a libero. They changed then to Janos and Erik Shoji, and the structure of the team didn't change. I even believe they improved. And okay, they lost Semenyuk the second year, and now they have Bednar. So it's a very good structured, well structured machine, which is working on the basis of Slivka, on the basis of Kaczmarek, even let's say on the basis of players like David Smith, who is a constant player in the team. Do you believe that? And actually, they changed also coaches, which is also interesting. Right. But it seems that it's the same team, even though they changed a lot of the main parts in it, coaches or players.
Well, I would say that this is kind of culture of the game, and you can't build or set up culture just like that. Yeah, you need time to do that, and they have worked many years to achieve this level of the structure of passion on the court. And it's when you watch Zaxa playing, you can see that the players they really enjoy to be there on the court together. And even if somebody makes some dumb mistake, it doesn't matter. We go further. We need to score a point in the next action, which is very, it doesn't work in every team like that. So this is some. I would say that this is a culture of the game, and Yeah, they worked hard to achieve it, and they got the third final in the row. So I would say, as you mentioned, yeah, they change some of the main parts in the team, like a setter. Bentinuti has left, right? Then came Marcin Janos, who was a very, very good prospect, but he didn't have enough international level experience. But yeah, he gained it, right? Playing in Zaxa, he gains some experience, and currently he's one of the best in the world, right? Shoji was, and he is still one of the best players on his position. So yeah, so here it wasn't big difference between Zatorski and Shoji, because the both players are from the really, really high level. So I would say that even if they lose some let's say parts of the structure, they can replace them. Like in this situation, in this season, it was Bednosh. It was the it was this lacking part of the machine, right?
Have you been surprised from what they did against Perugia? Because Perugia was the ultimate favorite, that's for sure. Even though Zaxa is the reigning champion, however, it didn't seem like this on the court. I believe that Zaxa could have won the first game even 3-0, and then they won the first two sets, and everything actually was over. Do you believe that? I don't know. Firstly, what do you think about Kamil Semenyuk in Perugia? Because I don't think it's clicking in the best possible way. Probably the Polish players who play in Italy are not that much. I remember, except for Semenyuk, I remember Kurek in Lube and also Bienek in Lube, and I'm not sure I can't remind of myself of another.
It's Bednosh in Modena.
Yeah, Bednosh in Modena. Yeah.
Had a really, really nice season. So, but unfortunately, in the main part of the season, he was injured. Kamil is for sure one of the best guys in the world on his position. So, and yeah, no doubt. But of course, this is something completely new for him. So he was he grew up in Kędzierzyn, so actually he was very familiar with this team, even if he was loaned in Zawiercie for one season. Then he came back and he has shown that he is a high quality player. So I don't know how does look his process of adaptation in the new league. So, you know, you got a new environment, you got new friends around yourself. So, it's this is a question for him, actually. So how does he feel right now in Perugia? Of course, this season is for Perugia kind of disaster, because after Italian Cup, I would say that they fell down in a rabbit hole, and unfortunately, they couldn't go out from this hole, which is very strange, because when you get in the regular season 22-0 without any defeat, and then there is one scar there was the first scar was like in this Italian Cup when they lost 3-0, right? And yeah, then something was broken, and mentally they couldn't handle the main part of the season. Unfortunately, it has happened in the main part of the season when you get quarterfinals in Italy, you got a really strong opponent in semifinals in Champions League, and you need to win, but you're mentally down. So it's really hard, but this is actually, I would say that this is the coach's work to try to get all the pieces together. But of course, if you get you can, as you can see, you can have all stars on every position. But if you don't have team, and you don't have this team spirit, like Zaxa has, you can lose every game. So it doesn't matter what kind of surnames you get on your roster. So and as we know exactly, Perugia is an all star. Some of the people said that they are Galacticos of volleyball. And I would have agreed with them, because when you see on the roster, you got Gianelli, Semenyuk, Leon, Eklitsky, Herrera, Potnitsky, Russo. God damn, they are a star. They all stars from volleyball, right? But if you can't set up the team, you don't have this kind of right approach. When you can't create a leader, because they didn't have a leader. Usually it was Leon, because he was the most offensive player in the world probably. But if he was down, like he has suffered on the reception in the very I don't think how many mistakes he made, it was obvious that Zaxa's service direction will be on Leon. And when Leon was out, there wasn't a player on the court. He could take all the pieces together and take responsibility for the result. And back to Semenyuk. For example, in Zaxa, he used to play every game. Yeah, he was always on fire, because he knew that he's gonna play, and he was always on this high level. In Perugia, his role was completely different, because they have three great. Outside hitters, yeah, Potnitsky, Leon, and Semenyuk, and you need to pick just two. So Anastasi has tried to change something. For example, in the last game, 70% of the game, Leon was on the bench, right? He just put all in, but he lost. So I would say that in Perugia, there wasn't one created leader who can take responsibility for the result, and that was the reason why this season has looked like he looked.
Yeah, it's very strange for a team which won the Super Cup of Italy and now the World Club, the Club World Championship, to have a totally failed season. That sounds strange, but in fact, when it comes to the team and the roster of Perugia, is a fact, because we expected from them to win at least two of the three tournaments, the Cup, right, the League, and the Champions League, and now they have none. Okay, let's go to the other Polish team, which is in the final, and this is Jasiewski, the team with a hard to pronounce the name, but however. They are now in the final. It's interesting that Tonyuti is now playing for Jasiewski, yes. And he will face his former team, Zaxa, and with Kleveno, with Fornau, with Bouyer, with Popivchak. I don't think and another player I like a lot, Yuri Glader, the Ukrainian middle. Yeah. I like him a lot. I believe he's very world class player. What is your comment on their team? Because this is a team which seems very, very compact and very persistent in their performance.
Yeah, we need to say the first thing that they got also a small change by the roster, because Łukasz Wiśniewski is injured, and the season is over for him. So at the beginning of the year, they sign Mustafa Ambaye from Kuprum Lubin. So this is the young guy from and it was, what is, I think it was a pretty cool change for him, because he played for staying in the league with his team, and this offer appeared to him, and he signed a contract with Jastrzębski Węgiel, and you know, there's no big difference in the middle, because he has shown that he has a really, really big potential, and that's pretty cool that he could show yourself on this level of the game. This is very compact team, and when I said that Zaxa is a favorite in the final, I also mentioned that there is a small sign above this favorite, because as you said, this is just one game, and those teams know each other like good old friends, because they played against each other, I think, already 3 or 4 times in the season, not quite sure, so I would have to check it, but till now Zaxa has won most of the games, so of course Jastrzębski has something to prove, and they got 3 very equal wings, 2 opposites, like Plevno and Fornal. Fornal, especially Fornal, got a really good season right now. Stefan Boye as an opposite Bentonuti. So this is these guys are world-class players. So I wouldn't say that there's gonna be a big difference between these teams. And this is a huge success for the club. This is their first final in the history. They have won already a bronze medal in Champions League, but it was, I think it was 10 years ago, and one of the players was Lukas Divish. It was
I believe 2011 it was that.
Just
I believe they played the semi-final against
2014, right? Yeah, so
they have two semi-finals in 2011 and in 2014.
Yeah. It's a huge achievement for the club, and of course they're gonna do everything to beat Zaxa. They got also on the bench the young Shimura, who also was who also made an international debut in the last year in the VNL. You got the Kuba Popivczak, one of the best libero in Poland, probably in the world. He's still young, so he can still improve his skills. So I'm really I can't wait to see that game. And I thought that maybe I can go to Torino and to watch it live, but unfortunately I will have some other duties at home. But yeah, it's gonna be a really, really nice game, and I believe that it's not gonna be a 3-0. I would say that they will play 5 sets.
I was thinking about asking you, because it's possible that Zaxa and Jastrzębski will play in the final in the Plusliga, because the final of the Champions League is on 20th of May, I believe, and right before that the Polish will end. So it's possible that in theory Zaxa and Jastrzębski could play 6 matches in, I don't know how many days, 10 days,
2 weeks, 15, maybe
2 weeks, something like this.
Last
one will be the Champions League.
It's possible. Yeah, it will be this sherry on the cake, right? On the top of the cake.
Plenty one each other.
Yeah, it is possible, because I remember that probably in the last season or 2 years ago, they play against each other around 8 or 9 times, because they also played in semis in Champions League. So you got 2 games, 2 games in the regular season, and they met each other in I think in the final. So Yeah, so you get a lot of games on the highest level. So probably theoretically there is a possibility that they're gonna meet each other once again in the finals, and then of course in the Champions League final, which will be come on. As I said, they know each other like a good old friend.
Yeah, it will be very hard to predict what is going to happen. Let's say some words about the Plus Liga, because I watched the one of the quarterfinals between Zaxa and Project Warszawa. Let's say just the pairs. The first in the regular season, Asseco Resovia plays with Stal Nisa, 2-0, I believe. Just correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Are yes, second, yes. And then play against Induk Połoszczyn again, 2-0. Jaziewski against Trefo, 2-0, the third and the sixth team, and Zaxa against Project Warszawa again, 2-0. Even though both matches ended in tiebreak, which is pretty remarkable. Let's because I believe that the first four teams will qualify for the semifinal. It's almost sure now. Can you tell us about some words about the other two teams? Because we talked about Zaxa and Jaziewski, we are not going to repeat. Right. Just several words about Asseco and Zawiercie, and your prediction, your favorite for now the title, but for the final.
For the final, oh come on, yeah. I don't want to be cruel because I got friends in every team that you mentioned, so don't want to get trouble with them.
With the Bulgarian league, okay.
I mean, yeah. Asseco Resovia Rzeszów, they got 2-0 against Stal Nisa, and of course, if we say that the first four team will play in semis, so in semis Zaxa would meet Asseco, and Zawiercie will meet Jastrzębski Węgiel. So yeah, the all four teams are on the very high level. So I would say that before the season, Asseco has signed a contract with TJ DeFalco, which it seems that he was the missing puzzle in the riddle of Asseco, and he's one of the best scorer in the league. You got also Maciek Muzaj as an opposite. He also plays a very good season right now. So they are very offensive team. They got chance to beat Zaxa, of course, because as I said, they got many players with the international background, like Fabian Drzyzga, like Paweł Zatowski, also the two middles, the Slovenian middle blocker Kozamernik and Kochanowski from Polish international team. So they are all really good players with high skills. So I don't want to predict how it's gonna end, but I can say that there's gonna be a war in the semifinals, and in the second semifinal probably we'll play Zawiercie against Jastrzębski Węgiel. So I like how Zawiercie grows every year, because the last year they have won the bronze medal, which was the best result in the history of the club. Currently, they have signed a contract. Before the season, they signed a contract with Kvolek, also the Polish international, and he gave really good quality, especially by the reception of the ball. Because I remember in last season they had a really big trouble by the receptions, and currently they don't have these kind of problems. So Miguel Tavares, the setter of this team, got an easier job to do. But of course, he in every game he will pass the ball, pass around 30 balls to Uroš Kovačević, because Uroš wants these balls. So I can say to the fans that they should follow Plusliga. They should watch these games, because it's gonna be very very tough semifinals, and I would predict that. I'm not gonna predict anything because I don't want to get in trouble by these guys.
But I can. Is Kvolik injured? Because you mentioned he missed Kvolik injured, yes. Because I saw that he was not playing in the last two games.
Right. I think I don't know any details, but I think that he's a bit injured, but didn't receive any information about something serious or not. Maybe this is a small infection. I'm not sure, so I don't want to say any lie to you, but. Marcin Waliński has played, and he has shown a really good approach.
He's back now in Zawiercie. I believe he played before. He just switched teams, and now he's back.
Yes, he's back. He used to play in Zawiercie when Mark Lebedew was the coach of the team. And when I spoke with him, he said something like that. Yeah. Greetings to Mark, of course. He said something that Marcin Waliński on the interview with me said that it was his best season. Now he came back. He's not the first choice of the coach, but when he came on the court, so he shows very very good approach and high quality technical skills, and he also won MVP statue by the first game of playoffs. So this is the proof that he's also very 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 good player.
Okay, and I would like to end the podcast with the following provocative question: is Plusliga the best league now in Europe and in the world?
I mean, I always try to avoid answering this kind of questions because they are provocative. Of course, fans all over the world have their favorite players, and some of them play in Poland, some of them play in Italy. So you can. It's good that we got so many valuable leagues in Europe, and you can watch all the good players. But of course, the results says that in the last few years we have made a really big progress, and the third final in a row, Zaxa. Now we have Szemski and Zaxa, so we have beaten all the Italian teams. So, of course, you can still have all these top clubs. They beat everybody in Europe, but what about the rest of the league, right?
Yeah.
So. It's hard to say,
My friend Nicole would say, will Milano be beaten by Stown Nisa, for example?
Yeah, I sometimes wonder how would it look like. These games, eight team from Italy against eight team in Poland, and maybe somebody will organize this kind of tournament someday. I would be a big and a huge fan of this idea to prove who is better, which league is better. But I'm from Poland, so lack of words. I can't be very
biased.
I can't be neutral because I'm Polish, so I would say Polish league is the best. And That's
okay. Yeah, and even if I'm biased, I can't say the same for the Bulgarian league, even though we are. That's a joke, but our league is much, much better this season. I really, of course, we are going to talk about the Bulgarian league in a podcast in Bulgarian language with my friends and colleagues. So this is Piotr. Thank you a lot. I believe it was a very nice and very full of information content, because a Polish league, even if it's first or the second best league, it doesn't matter, because two Polish teams are in the final of the Champions League. This is all let's say it in this way, nothing else matters in this moment. Let's sing the Metallica song here.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you very much. So I hope that I didn't bore anybody. So
thank you.
If you get guys some questions, just ping me on the Twitter or Instagram. So
yeah.
I'm open for every question, even from Italian fans.
Yeah, from Italian fans, which ask which league is better. Okay, right. Thank you again, and thanks for all of you for watching or listening or whatever. I really believe that I really hope that you liked this episode of the podcast. We are, of course, going to do this time to time. For example, I really believe that after the semis in Poland, we can also do it, Piotr, if he's not too busy with his newborn beautiful child back in this moment.
Thank you, sir. Always with pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye, and see you, all of you, next time. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Thank you.